the start of the women's 800 metre final. Real interest for Birmingham in here. Sarah McDonald in lane 3, Rebecca Linney in lane 5, and Bucks indoor silver medalist Callie Reid in lane 7. A rematch here with the girl Sophie Tyers from Bath University, who beat Callie into second by 2/100ths of a second at the indoors in Sheffield. As we pause for the gun, and we're away. I was on the tube on the way in with Callie this morning, and she was saying she thinks the first 100, 200 metres could be really important, jostling for position, and she set off very positively here, Alistair, and it looks like she's going to head the field into the back straight.
Yeah, she takes the front, followed by the rest of the pack, and she's looking strong, but suddenly a couple of other girls are starting to move up to try and eclipse her.
And it looks like we've got deja vu here. The front of the race is Callie Reid head-to-head with Bath University's Sophie Tyers. So really, we could be in for a fantastic rematch in the closing stages as the girls approach 300 metres at a relatively steady pace. Looks like they're going to go through 300 in about 47 seconds. So expect a real burn-up on the second lap as they're going to go through in probably around 63.
Approaching the bell now, and Callie Reid sat in second place, Tyers leading the field. We've got a great setup here for a rematch of the Bucks Championships.
So it's 63.4 at the bell, so just inside 2:07 schedule. It should be just about perfect for most of these girls, and Callie Reid is in the perfect position. Sophie Tyers leading the race, Callie Reid on her shoulder. Dudgeon of Cambridge just behind. Carolyn Plateau of Loughborough also looking strong. As Sarah McDonald's is just off the main pack, and we're down to 6.
Tyers just leads Callie Reid, and then Dudgeon in there. They're pretty much parallel to each other, though, and as they approach the bend.
And we haven't said much about Rebecca Linney here, who is poised to attack on the outside, the Birmingham student from Liverpool Harriers. And Linney starts to make a move on the outside. She's gone quite early here, Rebecca Linney. Callie Reid looks like she's trapped on the inside as Sophie Tyers goes through the gears. And Linney's coming on the outside. Reid is out of it. She's gone back into fourth place. And Sophie Tyers looks like she could add outdoor goal to her indoor win. She's holding off Dudgeon of Cambridge, and she wins it. It's 2 minutes 6.29. And Sophie Tyers is the Bucks double 1500 metre champion. Disappointment for Callie Reid, who couldn't add to a silver medal from Sheffield, finishing in fifth place. But Rebecca Linney, what a run. She takes home the bronze medal for Birmingham. And what a fantastic set of performances there from the Birmingham girls, Alistair.
Absolutely.
Third and fifth.
Absolutely. We were talking about Callie Reid all through the race because she was up there leading. But Linney timed her run absolutely superbly and showed great speed out the back. She didn't get dislodged by Dudgeon or Tyers in the end, and she ran an admirable bronze medal. That is superb from Linney. We weren't necessarily expecting her as Birmingham's best medal hope in this race, but she certainly deserved it.
Absolutely, and I mean, we've got to give fantastic credit to Sophie Tyers there. It was a demonstration in 800 metre running. She controlled the race from the front after about 200 metres. She wasn't headed for the last 600. Brilliant running from Tyers, and deservedly she's the double 1500 metre champion.